Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you on this beautiful Wednesday evening here in Central Florida. Lots to get to. We're going to attempt, to show our versatility here on the program on Magic Drive Time. We got our intern, Cody Clark, manning the ship back in our studios as well, just across the window from me, and he's taking care of us here tonight, so special thanks to him. We are going to talk to Dave O'Brien, the television voice on NESN for the Boston Red Sox, as we get ready for Game 2 of the World Series here this evening. So we'll give a recap of Game 1, we'll preview Game 2 and the rest of the series. Again, I know it's Magic Drive Time, I know, but we've had a couple of days off, so we're gonna divert and try to talk a little baseball and get ready for the World Series. Game 2 comes your way, first pitch 8:09 on Fox. Don't want to miss that. For the Orlando Magic, they're back in action tomorrow night hosting the Portland Trailblazers. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, and of course 6:30 right here. We will have your pregame coverage beginning with Magic Tonight, hosted by your very own Brandon Kravitz right here on 96.9 The Game. So we certainly look forward to that. A lot to be excited about with this Magic club. How do they build off of that big win in Boston a couple of nights ago and keep it rolling now in front of the home folks? That's the mission. You got to try to have a nice, exciting win, and that would be a good one over the Portland Trailblazers if they're able to get that tomorrow night. So the Orlando Magic back at it tomorrow, and Magic fans, don't miss your chance to be a part of history during the 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital. See teams like the Los Angeles Lakers, the Boston Celtics, and defending champions, the Golden State Warriors, as they visit the Amway Center. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. It's pure magic. We're going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to talk Boston Red Sox, Los Angeles Dodgers, Game 2 of the World Series. And without further ado, let's welcome in the television voice of the Boston Red Sox, kind enough to join us here on Magic Drive Time. He is Dave O'Brien, about as good a broadcast as you're going to watch, alongside Dennis Eckersley. Unfortunately, though, Dave, spectator for you in the World Series. How difficult is that? You get to, you know, when you were doing radio, you'd be doing these games right through the World Series, but I'm sure you don't mind watching it as well.
Well, it's funny, you know, Dante, that Jerry Remy, another one of my partners, and I were chatting about this just the other day, and Jerry made the point. He says it's like losing a limb in a way when you can't do the playoffs, when you've covered a team all season long and you've been there for every out, every inning, every big play. It is strange, but it's also nice to be able to sit back and watch. And I think the guys who are doing the games do a terrific job, and they have a different perspective on certain things, which can be interesting too.
You know, I'm glad you brought him up. And before we get into last night, huge win for the Boston Red Sox. I'd love to know what's in store for tonight and talk about last night. But huge fan of the Rem Dog, OB. How is Rem Dog doing?
Well, he's doing very well, and thank you for asking. He's going to actually be at the ballpark tonight
Great.
Part of the opening ceremonies, and he's bounced back so strong from this latest episode with cancer, and he's going to do home games next year. I don't know how many, but he's going to do a lot of home games, and we'll have him back next year.
He's a blast. That's great to hear, and love hearing you guys together, certainly. Dave O'Brien does the telecast on NESN. All right, well, last night played out just like we thought. It'd be a rough outing for Sale, and Nunez would come through with the big knock, right? That's pretty much how – that was all the storylines going into it, right?
That's exactly what Alex Cora drew up in the office before the game. It was interesting to watch both of those guys, Kershaw and Sale, not have their best stuff and not be terribly sharp, and yet they're two of the best pitchers in the game. Kershaw no longer throws 97, but he's still got that great curveball. Sale looked rusty to me. I know he got off to a quick start, but I thought he really labored after that, and I think that's probably about the best you're going to see, Dante, out of him in the series, assuming he pitches again. I think the Red Sox are only looking for about 4 or 5 innings from him. But, you know, Nunez has been maligned by a lot of Red Sox fans because, you know, he's made some errors. He's had some tough times at the plate. But how about the call by Cora to put him in there and rips the 3-run blast over the monster. And now here in Boston, he might as well run for mayor. He's that popular.
A Absolutely. I'd love to see it. But that's what this postseason has been about, and it's amazing. You know, sitting looking back on this entire run, I don't know if there's a person on that Red Sox roster, Dave, that hasn't had a big moment in this postseason, that hasn't come through and got a big out or come through and got a big hit for Alex Cora, who also is, it seems to be pressing all the right buttons.
Yeah, he is. He's Midas with his golden right. touch. But I will say this, it's been this way all season long, really. Yeah. Since coming out of spring training, you know, you look for who's the next guy up, and it doesn't have to be Mookie Betts. You know, Mookie's had a cold playoff series, had not hit right. a home run from the start of the postseason. J.D. Martinez has had some up-and-down performances, but those are two great hitters who haven't had to be great for the Red Sox to be just three wins away from a world championship. You know, Jackie Bradley, what he did in the ALCS, driving in 9 runs on 3 swings, that's not easy to do. But that's kind of the way it's been for the Red Sox all season long. It's sort of next man up with this team.
No, you're exactly right. Speaking with Dave O'Brien, who covers the Red Sox for NESN, Red Sox back in action tonight, taking on the Dodgers in Game 2. Looking forward to that one. We'll have David Price on the mound against Ryu. And I guess, give us a little insight, OB, if you would, on the Alex Cora that you know. You knew him when he was a player. Now he comes back as a manager. This first year run is incredible, 108 wins. Now he's going against a former teammate, Dave Roberts. There's so many great storylines, but... But again, he just seems to be touching all the right buttons here in the postseason.
Well, you know, he's really, really smart. And I know that doesn't sound like a big headline, but he's really smart and he's really thoughtful about listening to players, learning from his other coaches. He's got a tremendous bench coach in Ron Renick, who's done a great job for him, an outstanding young hitting coach who used to be with the Dodgers in Tim Hyers. But I think Cora has done such an amazing job touching every corner of the clubhouse, you know, because he's bilingual. You know, he speaks obviously right. fluent Spanish as well. So sometimes there are nuances in a first language or a second language that if you don't speak both languages, you might miss some of that stuff. But he always nails it. He's got a great feel for not only his players, but his staff as well. He's got a lot of untaught skills, you know, stuff that you have to have kind of built in or you acquire maybe over the course of a long playing career. But I think he's so super bright and has a great way of relaying exactly what he wants from this team, which is to be super aggressive and attack, and they've done it all year.
And they certainly have. And just let, as far as this roster goes, I mean, with everybody stepping up and coming through at different moments, last night it was Benintendi who goes 4-for-5. It's been J.D. Martinez. The 3 hits, as you mentioned, from JBJ against the Astros. What is the mindset of this club? It is unbelievable how relaxed they seem to be. They seem to feel they belong in this moment. They don't seem rattled by the effects of a World Series. And it seems to be an incredibly humble group, Dave.
Yeah, I think they are. I think that's a good take. They are not a boisterous team. They've been called boring. Dan Shaughnessy wrote a piece in the Boston Globe several months ago where he said, look, they're boring. They're dull. And he really wasn't talking about the play on the field at all. He was talking about he couldn't go into that clubhouse and get a front page quote from anybody.
Yeah, because right.
They're just not that kind of team. But they're a very exciting ball club, as you know, to watch because they run the bases. They steal bases. They apply a lot of pressure. You know, they play right on the razor's edge a lot of the time. They did it right away in the first inning last night with Mookie getting on board. By the way, when they score the first run, the number is astounding. I mean, they're what,
yes.
60 games over, 70 games over 500. It's incredible how good they are in that spot. But that's all by design. And I think they've got a quiet confidence about them. They have a humility about them. I thought both the Yankees and the Astros allowed their cockiness to come to the fore, and it burned them a little bit. It certainly burned them with the Red Sox having some fun playing New York in the clubhouse. And, you know, I thought the Astros, you know, justifiably were a very cocky team, borderline arrogant.
Sure,
the Red
sure.
Sox really handed it to them in Houston and have proven, in my opinion, without question, they are the best team in baseball. Now, having said that, they still have to beat the Dodgers 3 more times.
Absolutely.
That's a very good baseball team over there. I don't think anybody should just sit back and go, well, this series is over because the Red Sox won 1 game. That's not true.
No, and it's kind of surprising on a national level that seems to very much be the case. You know, 5 Red Sox in 5, Red Sox in 6, and you're right. That's a tremendous team that that's going to battle. And you mentioned that Houston series. I would love to get your perspective. I thought it was great for Eovaldi, obviously for David Price to get his first win in the postseason and all the storylines that come along with that. But the things that happened with Bregman and the posts that he made and the Astros and everything that they posted with the homers on Eovaldi, they said the right things. Obviously, I think it had some sort of an effect on him, but what do you think? They handled it perfectly, but do you think that that got to him a little bit? Did that give him a little extra juice, Dave?
Oh, I think it's bound to, and they can say no, and most of the Red Sox did say no, but remember the camera shot of David Price?
Yes.
When he looked over, he had already come out of the game, and he looked over to their dugout and said, post that, you know, and that was directly aimed at Bregman, you know, after the Red Sox had scored. And look, I think it has to, and that's the day and age we live in, social media. And these are young guys. Red Sox have a lot of young, you know, Andrew Benintendi's with 24, 25 years old. Mookie's still a young player. You know, today, Rafael Devers turns 22.
Amazing.
I mean, you've got a lot of young players on this team as a core, and certainly they're going to react to. But you know what? Your earlier point about how humble they are, they don't say it necessarily at the time. They don't want to react at the time. But they'll give you a little nudge, you know, at the end of the day after Judge played New York on, right, on his boombox walking by the Red Sox clubhouse. Well, the Red Sox played it in their clubhouse at Yankee Stadium loud enough for Judge to hear it in the home clubhouse. That's how they do it.
That's great. Do it after the fact. You get the win, and then you move on. Speaking with Dave O'Brien, kind enough to join us from the Nesson Telecast. Terrific insight, Dave. Hang in there. We got one more segment with you, if you don't mind. Big game here tonight. You can choose any seven games, Magic fans, with an Orlando Magic Flex plan. Choose the best seats to the best games and save big off-gate prices. See top opponents all year long like the Warriors or LeBron James and the Lakers. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase a Flex plan today. Magic in action tomorrow night. Red Sox and Dodgers back at it game two tonight. Back with more with Dave O'Brien, television voice of the Boston Red Sox, when we continue on Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
See a test from the West when your Orlando Magic take on the Los Angeles Lakers at Amway Center on Saturday, November 17th. It's the only time that LeBron James and the Lakers will stop in Orlando this season, so don't miss your chance to see this marquee matchup.
Back to Nick, right to the window he goes, softly lays it up and in.
It's a classic night, so be part of history and come celebrate 30 years of pure magic, presented by Florida Hospital. Buy your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com to see the Magic play the Lakers on November 17th at 7 p.m. It's pure magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Cody Clark, our intern, producing here tonight. And we're talking baseball, World Series baseball, Game 2, back at it here tonight. But remember, the Magic are in action tomorrow night in our all-new inclusive suite packages. Ensure your next Magic experience is a cut above the rest. Mingle, dine, and relax with food and beverage from the comfort of a private suite. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase today and ask about our all-new inclusive packages. Speaking with Dave O'Brien, who covers the Red Sox for Nesson. As far as tonight, Dave, just give us your thoughts on this one. First of all, tremendous. And I know everyone felt a tremendous sigh of relief for Price when he got his first postseason win in Houston and for it to be the game that sends them to the World Series. Your thoughts on him going here tonight? Has he kind of figured some things out? Or where are you on Price? And I know everybody's got to be so happy for him to get that first win.
Well, I'm very bullish on him because he was throwing 94-95 against Houston, and we hadn't seen that all season long.
Right.
He wasn't throwing that hard. He was, you know, typically around 92, maybe 93. So certainly he had something extra going in that one. What's going to be really interesting to see tonight, Dante, is how he responds to a very cold night, because it's going to be bitter here tonight with a wind chill. It's going to be in the upper 30s. That's what's going to feel like at Fenway Park. And earlier this season, we had really cold weather in April, really nasty weather. He pitched several times and did not pitch well at all and he blamed the cold weather on some of that. You know, the tingling in his hand, and he couldn't get a good grip on the baseball. Some guys react that way in really bad weather like that. Others don't. But it really did bother him. So tonight's a real test for him. Now, he's going to come out there with a full head of steam and 38,000 people behind him. And, yeah, he got a lot of stuff off his back with that marvelous performance in Houston, which I think was even better than people give it credit for, because the Red Sox really didn't have Chris Sale. They had to rely on David Price to be an ace, a true ace, and he went out there and pitched a fantastic ball game, the best of his postseason career. So tonight the weather could be a factor. As everybody rightly points out, though, both teams have to play in it. Both sides have to compete against the same thing.
No, you're right. That's a great point, and we'll see how it starts here tonight. And you mentioned that those 38,000, they'll be roaring and ready to go, assuming he doesn't get in early trouble. Then they'll be right behind him.
There's the point. Exactly right. If he gives up a couple of knocks early, believe me, they're going to let him know it. That's Boston. That's the way it is here. And you know, they hold your feet to the fire. They expect a very, very high standard of play. You know, this is the highest payroll in baseball. They effectively announced at the beginning of the year, we're playing to win the World Series.
Yes.
Now they're three wins away, but they will let you know. There's no question.
They certainly will. This bullpen, Dave, it was much maligned towards the end of the season. There were a lot of questions about whether it would be able to get through the postseason. Kimbrel was anything but solid going into that in that Houston series and certainly at the end of the New York series. Have you seen anything like what happened with Eric Gagne? That's the legend. Eric Gagne gets a hold of Cora. They straighten out that Kimbrel is tipping pitches. Is that, in fact, the story, Dave? And have you seen anything like that?
Yeah, that happened, and I think that, you know, one thing they've done is they've listened to any source that might be able to help. Pedro Martinez, who I'd listen to on anything, Pedro was really active in Nate Eovaldi and his development this season in between starts on several occasions. He works very, you know, he works as a staffer basically for the Red Sox along with his broadcast duties, but, you know, he was all in and really helped that. So I think that part of that is mental, to be honest with you. If you tell a guy he's tipping and he goes, oh, that's my problem. Oh, okay. Show me what I need. Oh, okay. I need to be quiet with my hands. I can't move a lot of friction with the glove or whatever. I can't tip that. Even if he's not tipping, then that mental stuff goes away. Whatever was in his head about why
that's
I'm struggling, he's like, I've identified the problem. I've removed it. Even if that wasn't true. And by the way, you know, he walked a lot of guys. You really can't tip on ball
four. Sure.
I guess you could in the sense that, you know, lay off. But a lot of times he was throwing it way up and out of the strike zone. Those were not swingable pitches anyway. So I think what you saw last night was a guy who had locked back in and refocused. Something was off his back. The weight of the world was off his shoulders. And he was unhittable last night. And I'll tell you what, if that's the Craig Kimbrel moving forward, the Dodgers are in deep trouble in the ninth inning.
That is a terrific point. Just one or two more for you, Dave, and then we'll let you go. Really appreciate the time. But you mentioned Pedro Martinez, and I thought after that game in Houston, he said they were showing highlights of Devers, and he made the point. He goes, look, this guy has no idea where he is. He has no idea what's happening, what inning it is when he gets to the plate. He doesn't care. He just goes up there and swings the bat. And he's gotten a number of big hits in his young postseason career.
Yeah, he really has, and I think it's a very solid point by Pedro. When you're that young, and this is like, you know, the first or second time, well, in the World Series, the first time he's been on this stage, second time he's ever been in postseason play, you know, you're playing with house money. You're not expected to be there at that age, so the kid just winds up and swings. Now, he's been doing that, you know, since April. That's his hitting style. He is also among the top three or four most popular players in the Red Sox clubhouse, Rafael Devers.
They love
the kid. They treat him like a little baby brother. And, you know, he's much younger than even the younger guys. And they love him. And they think he's going to become, if he's not going to be a superstar, he has a chance to be an all-star and a guy who can hit 25, 30 home runs. He's got a great swing for Fenway. And I, like I said, the manager adores him. When he's working hard and he's putting in the effort, they think he has a chance to be an all-star.
Outstanding insight. The last thing I got to know, I can't have you on here and not ask you about Mookie Betts and JD Martinez. Just phenomenal seasons out of those two. In my opinion, one and two probably in the MVP race. Who knows, probably leaning towards Betts. But what have those guys meant to the team, certainly in the clubhouse as well, maybe something that we're not aware of? And how much are they enjoying this, Dave? They're 3 games away from potentially grabbing a World Series.
They're loving it. It's exactly why the Red Sox brought JD Martinez. He has galvanized the lineup, a true home run hitter, a true slugger, which they really lacked a year ago, hadn't had since David Ortiz. The one piece of insight I might be able to give you is those guys are pretty tight. And Mookie Betts relies on JD Martinez. JD is a walking scouting report. His notes and his acumen about pitchers and sequencing and what's expected at the plate, he's amazing at that. Bogarts goes to him. Mookie goes to him. Jackie Bradley goes to him. So Mookie's been, I think, you know, he's obviously the best player in the American League. He's going to win the MVP. He might be the best player in baseball today. But sure, he got so much out of the signing of JD Martinez to help him get to the next level in terms of, you know, swing in the strike zone. Don't swing on the edges of the strike zone. Be aggressive when you get pitches in the strike zone. Don't sit back and take strike one, strike two, just because you're a leadoff man. Attack, attack, attack. JD's at-bats don't last very long, and Mookie's don't last all that long either most of the time. That's fairly new. That's this season. So I think, you know, they've helped each other in so many ways, but JD Martinez has been a godsend in that clubhouse.
That's fantastic insight. Really appreciate it. So do you brave the elements for the game tonight, Dave, or are you in the Dave O'Brien suite for this one here this evening?
I'm going to be in the warm and cozy suite, and I'm probably with the window closed, but I think it's going to be a great environment. It was last night. It was off the charts. Red Sox fans ready to roar. It's going to be a tough night for those Dodgers and for those Red Sox out there in the chilly temperatures, but I can't wait to get it started.
No, it sure will. Dave, you're one of the best. I really mean that. I enjoy your coverage of the Red Sox and always enjoy your call on Nesson. And thanks so much for taking time, and good luck tonight and the rest of the series.
Anytime. My pleasure, Dante. Thanks.
You got it. That was Dave O'Brien. Does a terrific job on the Boston Red Sox telecast on Nesson. Certainly want to check that out if you get a chance. And check out the World Series game number 2 tonight on Fox. First pitch at 8:09. David Price trying to give the Red Sox a 2-0 lead at home, Fenway Park. You heard Dave mention how cold it's going to be here tonight, but certainly can't beat World Series baseball. And we encourage you to come on out to the Amway Center here tomorrow. We got to keep this thing rolling. The Orlando Magic coming off a terrific win in Boston. Great defensive effort, the way they shut down the Boston Celtics. Terrific effort all the way around. Now you got to keep it rolling. You had a great start on opening night. You fell apart a little bit against the Charlotte Hornets. Now we got to get a win in front of the home folks, and hopefully we can do that against the Portland Trail Blazers. We hit the air at 6:30 right here on 96.9. Brandon Kravitz has Magic tonight. And also join us on the telecast, Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 as well. Have a great night, everybody. Aaron Berlin has you on the broadcast tomorrow. Special thanks to Cody Clark. Magic and Blazers tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.